Yo, what's going on, everybody, man? It is your man, Mr. Music. You are now tuned into MNTC Radio, the station designed to keep you in mind. Y'all know I'm LIB all day. So we got African brothers in here. You know, it's kind of like homecoming for me because it ain't too many of us that be up on here. I got my man G. Dot the I representing NIG. How you feeling, baby?
What's poppin'? I'm an African people they do now. We good out here.
Man, we feeling good. You look like you feeling good, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, man, I'm feeling great, man. I just came out of the sauna, man. You know, my apartment building got like a little sauna, like a hot tub. And this is the first time I went to check it out. That shit is legit.
Man, taking advantage of that here on out. He like, shoot, you're going to see me up in here getting my sweat on. I see you.
Every day after the gym. Fuck yeah, I'm doing that.
I see you, man. So I got to say, man, since the last time we talked on the radio, had it been at least six, maybe seven calendars ago. It was a long time. And yeah. What really surprised me is how much you stepped up with your confidence, how much you stepped up with your music, how much you stepped up with being more personable. And I say you were personal back then, you're a little bit more just out there now on social media with your music, what you're talking about. What brought about that change, man?
It's a lot of growth, you know, growth and maturity. You know, I wasn't really all confident because I wasn't really sure how good I was as artists, you know, like I get to be in the arena of a lot of people that I admire and I see on stage, and you know, they develop. So not trying to mirror their career after them, but I was like, I want to do something hot but different. But building the confidence behind it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. And I think what really changed this year, honestly, in 2021, I think it was 2021 February, I dropped this song called Supremacy. And I showed it to my friend. My friend was a rapper too. And he's always like, yeah, get in the booth, you know? Yeah. And I showed it to him that day. He's like, that's dope. Do you know this dude committed suicide the next day?
Oh my goodness.
That hurt my feelings so bad. And I was like, man, I've been wasting this much time.
I did not expect that story to go that route so damn fast. So you show him the song.
That was it though. Like, I'm usually the humble beast. I usually don't like to, like, I'm usually not like projecting my voice a lot. You know, I'm usually like backing people up. I'm like, that's my guy, you know. And he was rapping. He's a really good rapper, you know, and he was always encouraging me like to rap. And you know, I helped him with a mistake, helped him drop the cover for his album, and we were watching his numbers, you know. And you know, in the middle of all that, I'm, you know, this happened. It just changed my whole mentality about how short life is and how little of a time you have to make an impact. So it kind of put the fire under my butt. Like, I got to go. I got to do this.
No, that definitely makes sense, man. Now, you a Minnesota artist. And sorry, talk about your friend, by the way. You're a Minnesota artist. I be hearing from artists all the time. Shit is hard out here. Now, you out there, I ain't going to say where you at, but you're not in the cities all the time, but you're still representing here. You're still here. What is it like?
Oh, yeah.
What's it like to be a Minnesota artist right now?
I think right now, like watching the scene, like it's more receptive to Minnesota artists. And I'm not trying to call people out, but like if you were a part of the Minnesota scene like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, going out and you know grinding, a lot of those people are behind the new Minnesota, is what I like to call it. Like a lot of the artists that you're seeing now that are starting to like gain momentum, if you really dig in, there's a lot of Minnesota artists that have the passion that are behind them, you know, that are encouraging them, you know, helping them, mentoring them. So I think the Minnesota scene right now is like on a brink. It's on a brink of an explosion, kind of like Chicago. Actually, I think bigger than Chicago, if you think about it, because Minnesota is actually way more diverse than a lot of the hip hop scenes.
Yeah, we ain't killing off all our artists. In Chicago, y'all know I love y'all, but we ain't killing
exactly.
All of our artists here. So we got to keep it real about that. You know what I mean?
It sounds like a pot shot. Like, we got more artists alive than any other. But that's why I feel it is. You know, and also one thing I wanted to mention was the hip-hop movement always came through the Midwest. Always. From the East Coast, the first time a hip to the hip played, it was in St. Louis. And time it goes from the East Coast to the West Coast to the West Coast to the down South, it always comes through the Midwest. Always. Bone Thugs, Twista, what's his name? I just forgot his name and it was right at the tip of my tongue. But, you know, that's how I say Minnesota scene. Like, in Minnesota right now, we're like unknown name-wise. Like, even artists come by and like disrespect our city name in Minneapolis. Anyway, that's another tangent. But, you know, we're unknown, but we have a lot of impact in the industry. Look at KC right now.
And what got me mad, hold on, pause. KC, what got me mad about him is people, it was like they instantly rejected him when he won the Grammy because they said he was African. I'm like,
so that's kind of stupid to me.
Like, that shit is so weird to me, bro.
It's stupid as hell because I think there's an ignorant level, there's an ignorance to it. Like, I'm an African person, right? And I met this artist, if you know him, his name is Unknown, he's lit. Yeah. Like, that's, I look at him as a big bro, you know?
I know.
Yeah, I don't know him personally, but the first time I met Unknown was in Northside. I was passing out my CDs, and I was like walking to him. I was like, you know, I have this accent. I was like, yeah. He's like, look, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Nigeria. And as soon as I said that, he stopped understanding every word that came out of my mouth. So,
wow.
I had to stop him. I was like, hey, bro, I rap, bro.
I do the same thing you do, bro. I might do a little bit better too.
Yeah, like I rap, bro, and it stopped himself. And, you know, since then, we've been cool. And I felt like I had to do that in a few places. Like, being that you're African, like, people don't understand, like, we're here. The diaspora, like, we're out here. We're everywhere. Like, Ja Rule's interview, it was, like, when Ja Rule was Ja Rule, I remember reading The Source, and the person that interviewed him was a Nigerian lady. Jay-Z's Rockefeller Company was the backbone of it in the beginning, was two Nigerian girls in Brooklyn. So we're there. They just because white supremacy doesn't acknowledge that Africans are part of hip hop industry, it doesn't mean they're not. Like, it's just kind of like the Midwest. Toby Wingwe, what's his name?
Oh, Earth Gang. Crazy, man, he's going
Earth Gang. Like, come on, Chameleonaire? The biggest song that see me rolling was made by Africans.
Yup, he's Nigerian. Yup. That's where Wale.
I know his cousin.
Yup. Oh, wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. It's an awkward story though, but I know his cousin, you know, I know his family, and it's weird, yeah. So if you're gonna hate on an African, like, have a real reason to hate. Don't hate because it's African. It's kind of like hating someone because they're black. It's dumb. You know what I mean? Like, if I was a grimy African guy, like, I would, and I have stories out there where I rip people off and I'm a grifter and I ran away, yeah. But this is, like, we're talking about KC now. Like, KC was just he's a talent. And he worked hard. I've never met him, but I know the energy around him. I've been around people that have been around him. And the way they talk about him is with high regard. So people that usually hate on that perspective, they have no idea. They don't know. And it's not like I'm attacking. It's just they just don't get it. It's okay.
They really don't get it. What drives me crazy is, to me, we are the same blood. We all come from a similar bloodline at the end of the day. If people test their blood, it's going to come to Ghana, Nigeria, Guinea, Liberia, somewhere around there. So it's like, what are people really paying attention to? Now, getting back to you, man, like I said, I've been really impressed with the growth, man. You dropped the joint Toxic. You sent me the joint Link Up. Now, what was your mind frame making these joints? This is so different from the G that the odd I used to know.
I had a conversation with my brother. He's in LA right now, and he works with a lot of artists that you wouldn't know about, but they're like big, like Duckworth, for instance. And he got to be in the middle of it. He got to see, you know, how things grow and how things get made. And he believes in me as a talent. You know, he's always playing like my song from 2002. Like, this is my favorite song, you know. And so we got to talking, and I was like, you know, why aren't you helping me out, man? He's like, I'll give you advice. So the advice that stuck with me though is, like, he said, you shouldn't be married to your character. You shouldn't be married to your, you know, what basically, like, the image I was trying to project was an image of honesty and genuineness. Like, I'm trying hard to write my lyrics in a way that reflects me 100%, but I was stifling myself. So what he said is, dude, like, don't be married to your character. Like, you're this person, you know, and you're stifling your creativity by always trying to make like political style songs. Like I said, I dropped Supremacy. Supremacy was a song about George Floyd's death. So I wrote a lot of political things. I wrote songs, but a lot of them don't resonate really because it sounds like preachy. And I don't think it does. But, you know, political songs in general, people don't really vibe with him. So when I was making Link Up, I don't know what I was writing actually, it was a song I was writing to, it was it's called, it's not out anyway. So I was writing this song and that first verse was the verse for that song. It was, so I was writing it about like money and power, but then my man Boima sent me his, sent me the beat and I liked it. He's like, yo, I love this song. You got to play this song. I mean, you got to write something to this song. I believe in this song. So I wrote the song. You know, I wrote the second verse because I liked the song. The beat was nice. And then I didn't know what to do. So I picked up, I looked around and started rapping. And I was like, oh, this fits here. I didn't have a hook yet. I was looking at it, wrote that, finished the hook, got to the studio, recorded it. And bro, I said, I hated the song. I said, this is whack. What? Let's put it to the side. Let's go work on something else. So that was what it was. So we had finished the whole EP and then we came back and revisited the track and I was listening to it and I was like, yo, this is actually kind of dope. This is dope. So it's me getting my, putting myself outside the box. And even I was abrasive to it at first. I was like, I don't know. But that's how that came to be.
No, I think that's definitely dope. But like I said, the growth is there. And it's just kind of funny how it's damn near accidental. You ain't even like it at first. You had to kind of run that back. And now you're like, oh, shit, it's actually dope. It's crazy how music is like that to this day, man. So I appreciate you sharing that. Now, what's some of your goals you got coming up, man? Because the thing I know about you is you make a lot of moves in silence, but you move different from these other artists. I don't see you getting them beef over no who's the king of the north side, the king of Minnesota.
But I am, though. No, I'm joking. Yo, I can't wait to get off. I can't wait to start talking about the Mount Rushmore. I don't care about Mount Rushmore, man. That's defaced property, son. So
yeah, that stuff is all bragging rights to me, man. It doesn't really
equal honestly, like
performers music, or a crowd or nothing like that. It's just bragging rights, you know what I mean?
Now, to me, you know what is valuable as far as music to me, the music I make. It's not that, because most of it is new. Most people have never heard of me. You know, like you said, moving silence. I just show up on a stage. But what's validating to me is when I'm performing my song and people, you know, that's why I get above that Minnesota debate, because the Minnesota debate, people come with a preconceived notion. I'm going to support my people.
Yeah.
And that's it. But what's validation to me is everybody with their own cliques, everybody and their cliques. And when I step on stage and I do my song and everybody's gelling, you know, everybody's like loving the song. They're just vibing. That's what I want to achieve with my music.
Now, sorry about that, bro. Now,
no problem.
Now, I definitely feel like, I don't know, man. I just feel the growth, man. Some artists that come to me after years, bro. I'm going to just be honest with you. So I took a break from Minnesota music scene. I was going out of town for a while, and then COVID forced me to like get back on the scene. There's just no way around it. And so me and Inferno hooked back up, and we started this show, and I'm listening to more Minnesota music, and I'm connected with a lot of the promoters. A lot of the people was in the same time, man. Like it was
2014. Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's frustrating.
But that's where Minnesota comes in. It's an influence. It's an influence culture. And we're really close-knit. Like, I don't know. Minnesota is small. So, like, I always feel, and that's why I rebel against in a way. I always feel like people have to kind of, like, contort themselves to fit in a way. And so in that contortion, that you create the habit of always trying to fit in. And that's not good for artists, I don't think at all, you know, because somebody that creates, somebody that needs to think outside the box, if he keeps boxing himself all the time, they think in the box. So that's why they come out, you know, years later with the exact same song, different lyrics, you know, or you come out years later sounding like what's really out on radio. And I don't have any, you know, I don't have any criticism, like negative criticism against it, because I know everybody's trying. But I feel like if you're an artist, like you need to seriously work on pushing your creativity forward. Like nothing matters. The industry would change, all that would have, you know, the way they ask you to conform is all good, but there's always the the person that worked on this art, you know, the J. Cole's, you know, you look at the Kodak Blacks, like there's always that person that is his own niche self, if that makes sense. Like, and I always, that's what I always want to aim for as an artist. I want to be like G. Dot the Odd. It's a signature to it. Like the song that come out from him, the lyrics that come out, his demeanor, his brand, all that stuff. I want all that to be consistent.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. And the thing about it is too, you're not copying. You're not just out here auto-tuning shit. You don't sound like Drake and none of that shit. You might be hitting some of the similar demographics, but you're doing it in your own way without being a replica of what you hear, man. So I definitely think that's important. Now, with these joints you got coming up, man, I need you to let people know, how can they find it online? Because you was doing a little bit of numbers, man. Let's not act like you wasn't doing some numbers.
Yeah, so Link Up is on YouTube. And I'm still aspiring. I'm trying to be humble about it because this is the most successful song I've dropped. Like I said, it was a throwaway song, son. And it was like
crazy.
14K views. It's nuts. Crazy. Check it out on YouTube, man. And it's even dope because if you see it on YouTube, you probably just put it on, have a glow light party. You can party with me, man. It's lit. I like that. I love that video because it was just natural, you know. So if you want, go check it out on YouTube, man. I don't want to overhype it. Yeah, it's true to who I am, I think. It's like simple, but, you know, beautiful. I don't know. What'd you think of it?
I think it was simple, but it was lit. And again, from like what I've heard from you in the past and just the presentation of it, it matches why it has those views, man, because it's easy to relate to. It feels good. Your head bops naturally from it. I don't have to find why I like it. You know what I'm saying? Like some songs I turn on a lot of songs. It's like, okay, God damn it. Like,
Right.
Make me feel something. But that song is not like that, man. It's instantaneous. You know what I mean?
From the beginning. Yes. I've seen people's reactions when I play the song around them. And, you know, to be honest, like I said, I think it's my best song, except I like Toxic, but I like a lot of my songs. But as far as audience reaction, like that is the song. That is the song that just gets everybody's head turning every time I play, every single time. And I'm excited. I'm happy to have a song like that, you know?
No, that's definitely lit. Now, before we go anywhere, man, I got to ask you, where can we find you online? You know, social media is big nowadays, Facebook, Twitter, IG. You might even have a little hidden Snapchat somewhere.
Yeah, I do. All of it, you can find me as G.TheOdd, G.TheOdd, G.TheOdd on all social media platforms, man. SoundCloud is not a social media platform, is it? I don't know.
You call it social media, yeah.
Yeah, if you go on Google, actually just Google G.TheOdd, I pop up everywhere. If you want to interact with me, though, I'm on Facebook mostly. I know people say Twitter and Snapchat. It's hard for me to keep up with all of that and still like maintain my travel schedule and live a real life. So I stick to Facebook. But if I get more interactions on all my social medias, on my other social media, which my goal is, I would want to interact with those fans too. So right now, like I said, I'm on Facebook because I'm getting the most interaction on Facebook. But.
So, G-Dot, I got to say, man, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you talking to me. And most of all, I appreciate you keeping it real with me, being true to yourself. That's something that I always love with myself. And I feel like people that put that in their music, just like the people you named, Cole and other people, man, it's a reason why they stand out like that. And I feel like you're going through that same journey, man. So God bless you and thank you for your time, bro.